find it. I'm going to close this message out. This little series is called, You Gotta Give God His First. Say that with me. You gotta give God His First. Now, what's the crazy person that said that? My mama. So watch it. My mama said that to me. We came to Christ, and I remember going back home to that little country church, even after I got into the ministry, years later, before her murder, I'd go there and I'd sit before I'd get up there and speak, because they'd invite me in to preach. And I'd sit with Mama, about the third row back. It would have been on this side. Only it was a little small church, so it was like this. And Mama would be 1, 2, 3, right about there. And I'd be sitting right there. And that offering plate would come by, and Mama would hold it up, and she'd look at me and go, "You got to give God His first." And she knew I was stingy. But I didn't realize Mama was talking a whole lot more than any little bit in an offering envelope. She was talking about giving God her heart and giving God her life and giving God her all, and she did. And she stayed married to a man who was a mean person, my stepdad. He later shot and killed my mother. But I'm so glad that I can still hear the things that she said to me. And it's literally changed my life. Amen. And so we put together a little series to start our new year, 2019. You got to give God His first. Amen. So, we're giving a couple of messages. Last week's message was give God first place. Say that with me. Give God first place. And giving God His first will change your life. Now let's go with some practical stuff today. Rod, just start rolling, buddy, and see what we can find today. A little bit like a Bible study today. But the title of this message, pop it up, say it with me, is what? Now, can you say that pretty loud? 1, 2, 3. I had a family member. I got to watch it, what I say. Didn't matter what you said. Like if you went fishing and said, "I caught a 27-inch snook last night." She would go, "No way." Or you know me, I found a whole bedroom suit right by the road. Because I've done that before. I've had Kim, I was in the Jeep one day down by the beach, and there's a whole bedroom suit right by the road, and I'm in the Jeep. So I said, "Kim, you get out and stand by that thing while I go get the truck." But I ain't stupid. I took some of the drawers, stuck them in the Jeep. If you get it, they ain't going to have no drawers in it. But see, if I tell that family member, it's actually a former family member, but if I said that, they go, "No way." It just ticked me off. And probably 10, 12 years ago, I don't know if I'm having a dream or I just wake up or something. You know how you sleep sometimes and you're thinking? And I woke up and I thought, "Yes way." And our country was going through a horrible economy. Our town was really being devastated here. Houses were just sitting out in Rotunda and all that area. South Gulf Cove, forget about that. Grass growing up, and our town was really being discouraged. And so we got a billboard at Gulfstream, and we put up, "Yes way!" To encourage us, to encourage our town. But guys, there's a better way to think. Are you hearing me, yes or no? Instead of, "No way." "No, God will take care of you." "No way." "You know, it's all going to work out." "No way." You know people like that? Sure you do. Just no way to be. You got to give God His first. "No way." Title of my message today is what? Come on, here it is. Yes way or no way. Let's go with it, Rod. Let's just look at it and see what you can do here. Here's what God says. If you'll hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, if you keep His commandments His statutes, which are written in this book, the Word of God. If you turn unto the Lord, your God, with how much? With all your what? That's what Mama did. Got to give God your heart. And with all your soul, for this commandment which I command you this day, it's not hidden from you. It ain't far off. This is something you all can do. You can believe God. You can put Him first. You can give Him your best if you want to do it. If you do it with all your heart. It's not in heaven that you should say, who's going to go up for us to heaven and bring this thing down to us that we may hear it and do it? Listen, neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who's going to go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto you. It's in your what? You can say it if you want to. Yes way. Yes way. I'm going to believe God. Yes way. I'm going to believe He had a son, Jesus. Yes way. I'm going to believe this book is true. Yes way. I'm going to believe He loves me and I'm not a piece of trash. Yes way. Just because other people have hurt me and left me, He ain't and He won't. Yes way. Did I lose you or something? You understand where I'm coming from? Listen, it's in your mouth, it's in your heart that you may be able to do what? Do it. People that don't are whiners. People that don't are excuse makers. Church is full of them. Yes way, baby. Are you hearing me this morning? Put God first. See, I've set before you this day. This is God speaking. I've set before you this day life and good. There it is, life and good. That's also setting before you what? Death and evil's out there too. Life and good, death and evil. And that I command you this day to love the Lord your God. Walk in His way. Keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments. That you may do what? Live and multiply. And the Lord your God will do what? He'll bless you in the land wherever you go. I see people come to Florida. It's a new land for them. They come from Ohio, Michigan, New York, New England. They come down here, I don't like it. No way. No way. No, it ain't Ohio, and I'm glad. I think Columbus is under a big snow right now. Is that correct, Raji? Pretty nice here, isn't it? Yes or no? Yes, sir. Can we thank the Lord where we live? Come on. Yes, way. Bad mouth and poor mouth. And remember, I've said it before, 75 heads north. Have a good trip. We need more yes way in this town. You hear me? Yes or no? Not the belly aching, the crying, the complaining. But I'm going to help you if I complain. You ain't nothing but a pain in the rear. Excuse me. Amen. You've never heard me talk, have you? Am I speaking plain English? But why do you speak, Donna? I don't know how else to talk, buddy. Amen. This is God's word. But. So here it is. You can have this good life. Yes way. Live for the Lord. That means you ain't going to have trouble. But it means no matter what comes my way, I'm going to make it. Say, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it because He's with me. But if your heart turn away so that you ain't going to hear, and you're going to be drawn away and worship other gods, what other gods? The devil. The negative. I'm not talking about we don't deal with real issues, people. I've had them and I got them. But I don't want to let him get in my life where I blame God. I just don't want to be drawn away to do that. I'm tired of that mess. You hear me say? Listen, God says in verse 18, I denounce you this day, and you're going to perish. And you're not going to prolong your days in the land. Whether you go over this Jordan to possess it. This is in the Old Testament, but this is as real and as alive as it's ever been. You hear me? This attitude. Amen. Come on. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. He's still recording days, and this one's on the recorder today, baby. You're hearing the message. Yes way, no way. But. He don't understand. But. Did you know there's probably equal pain in this room that's also in your life? You don't know who's sitting down the row from you that's overcome incredible odds and incredible things in their life. But instead of belly aching through it, they cried unto the Lord through it. And they made it through it. You hear me? Yes or no? And they made it on their face and they're better for it. That's crazy. God's doing plenty of miracles this day. It's usually in us humbling ourselves and just staying close to Him and us still keeping our good attitude. That's the biggest miracle that's out there. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So listen, I've set this day before you. There's a record. I've set before you life and death. There it is. Yes way, no way. Blessing and cursing. Yes way, no way. Therefore choose what? Yes way. That you may what? That both thou and your seed, your children, may do what? Don't you want to be happy? Say. Don't you want to have a happy family? Don't you want that in your life instead of the fussing, the fighting? Every time they come over, it's like, or you come at their house like a rain cloud's above your head. Uh-oh, they're coming. You announce you're coming, and before you ever get there, they're looking out the curtain, the blinds are going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Somebody's getting a drink. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. Come on, man. Amen. Say. Here we go. You know what the fool said? The fool has said in his heart, say it with me, there is what? That verse literally reads, the fool hath said in his heart, no, God. No. Put you first. No. Say yes to you. No. Rejoice and give thanks and everything. No. Not going to do it. Serve the Lord with gladness. No. You hear me or not? You know who says that? A fool. This is tough preaching, ain't it? It's good. They're corrupt. They've done abominable works. There's none that does good. Listen, listen, listen. God looks at us when we don't have faith in Him. It's impossible to please me, God says. What can you give me? I don't need a tie and I don't need a billfold, okay? God says, give me your heart. Give me your obedience. Serve me. Love me. Bless my name. I'm God. You ain't. Listen. Anybody that does anything else is corrupt, it's not right, it's not good. Amen. Say. So that's the message today. Here we go. Now we're rolling. That was just the intro. Yes way, no way. The yes way is His way. Say that with me. The yes way is, and it is His way or the highway. I'm telling you, you might be fine, but wait till the mess hits the fan. And you're going to find out you ain't all that after all. There will come a time when you're going to need Him. Why wait then? Why not love Him now? Develop a friendship now, a relationship with Him now. Before you get to the valley of the shadow of death, wouldn't it be nice to know that He's your shepherd already? Say yes or no, amen. Come on. What are the indicators of someone that's following the yes way? So now that's what I want to get to. Because, yeah, yes, way, yeah, nah, I'm with you, preacher. I got it. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Man. Well, let's check it out. Let's check it out. We're going to stay in the book of Proverbs. That's where we've been. The fear of the Lord, putting Him first, is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. What's that saying? The fear of the Lord is the beginning. That's yes way. That's yes way. Yes way is I accept your instruction, Lord. Are y'all listening now? This message is rolling now like a freight train. Here she comes. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. No way. They reject instruction. How hard was that? Yes or no? This is what I say in my word. This is the way. Walk in it. Yes way. Nah. I'm not. That's crazy. You don't believe that Bible, do you? No way. That's how the message is going today. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. So yes way, as I receive His what? Commands. Let's do the big 10 real quick. Just real quick. Do I have any other gods before me? Don't make any idols. Don't take God's name in vain. Keep the Sabbath holy. You know, this message is out there on the video. You can get it. I'm going over pictures in my mind. That's the first four. They have to deal with God. Next six deal with people. Honor your mom and your daddy. Don't kill. Number 7, don't commit adultery. Number 8, Don't, hang on, steal. Number 9, don't lie. Number 10, don't covet. Do you receive those commands? You know, I like Andy Stanley. He's a big preacher at North Point Community in Atlanta. But just because somebody's got a big church and they're good people and he teaches the word, but I don't mean I always agree with him. And he came out with something recently that said, you know, we don't really, and we really shouldn't be putting the Ten Commandment memorial in certain places. Because we're the new covenant in Jesus now. Well, I agree with that, that we're the new covenant in Jesus now. But here's the problem. We still got stupid people on the planet, okay? Listen, say. Yeah. There's nothing better than you lie, whip your tail. You hear me? Yes or no? Raising your family that way. How in the world we going to know right from wrong? Because Jesus said, love your neighbor as I love. Listen, I need some plain English in my face. And that's the Ten Commandments. Can we thank the Lord for Ten Commandments? Okay, maybe he'll get this message. You hear me? We need to receive his commandments, not just the New Testament. Guys, this is a book of Proverbs. Don't you agree with that? Yes or no? Yes way. There's more commandments than that, but if you get to Big Ten, you're on the way. We know keeping the Ten Commandments ain't going to take you to heaven. We can't even keep them. But it sure is good to put them in your heart so your conscience starts working, so you can find the yes way and not the no way. Amen, say. Good stuff. That's what the Bible teaches. His law is a mirror that we look into. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. So debates commandments. Oh, you know, it says that, but what about, you know. It says what it says. It means what it means. It is what it is. Amen. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Yes way. Increases in what? I'm good. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to read the Bible. I'm good. That's because you're a no way person. No way decreases in knowledge. The older you get, dumber you get. It don't have to be that way. Yes or no? Amen. Wouldn't you think the older you get, the closer you getting to him? Because it's coming. Wouldn't you want to have more knowledge? So when you see him, when your time comes to die, and you wake up in heaven, wouldn't you like to recognize him? Say. Because you're increasing in your knowledge. Yes or no? Just keep thinking with me. Yes way. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens unto counsel is wise. Here's the yes way. Receives what? Counsel. Counsel from his word. Counsel from others that's right, that's solid, that's good. No, I'm good. I don't need to talk to you. I got it. How many more times you going to go off the cliff? Amen. Rejects counsel. That's what the no. No, I'm good. Are y'all hearing me or not? We're talking about you got to give God his first. Giving God his first then says, Lord, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to dedicate my mind and my heart to what you say is true. I'm not going to sit here and debate your word to rubber stamp my life. My life needs to get in line with your word. Not so I can be better than people, so that I can have a better life. Amen. I want a blessed life. Say that with me. I want a what? And I'm sorry, it doesn't come by throwing money at a TV preacher. Here you go. Be blessed now. Amen. No, he's the one that got the blessing. You in the poorhouse. There is a way, and the way is the right way, the yes way. You don't need me or somebody else telling you when you've got him and you've got his word. Did you hear me? If anything, I'm here to just come alongside to reinforce, to be a blessing where I can. But ultimately, it's going to be you that's making these decisions for your life. Amen. A reproof enters more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. I love these scriptures. These are my favorites in the Bible. Yes-way person receives correction. You know, most parents, when they spank their kids, mama didn't spank us, she beat us. But I'm going to tell you right now, mama wasn't doing it because she's angry, out of control. She just didn't want us going to jail. You know what I'm saying? She didn't want us being heathens, thieves, and robbers. That was our path. We're headed that way. I'm glad she did that. But I'm going to tell you what. You better receive it or you're going to get another one. The yes way person says, boy, 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 now I done gone through this mess. I'm going to learn. Say, I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn. That didn't feel good, did it? Say, I'm talking about life. How many got beat up by a little bit of a life? So maybe some bad choices you made whooped your tail. Let me see some hands. Just a few of you. Boy, I'm going to learn. That's called the yes way person. Amen. Here's the no way. 100 stripes. Beat the fool to death per near. And still dumb as a day is long. Just doesn't get in them. No way. No way. Wasn't me. Wasn't me. How many saw the movie Rocket Man? You got to get that movie. Now, it's funny. He blames it on Julie. Didn't he say Julie did it? Something like that in the movie. Come on, man. Don't blame it on nobody. You did it. You hear me? Yes or no? Come on. He that trusts in his own heart's a fool. But whoso walks wisely, he shall be what? Here's the yes way. Trust in what? God's way. God is for me. I love that song this morning. God's not against me. Didn't you like that? I am who you say I am. No way. No yes way. I am who he says I am. He's for me. He's not against me. I'm a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ. Why not say that and believe that? Amen. Not saying it's spooky. No, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to do. You're going to have to make decisions. You're going to have to repent. You're going to have to get up when you fall. I get that. But I'd rather think that way than no way. Are you hearing me? Some of you need this in your house, like a billboard in your house. Whoop! Come in the house. Whoop! There it is. Okay. Amen. What's the no way person? Trust in his own ways. I'm good. I got it. And you know a lot of Christians do that, and I did it for years. I'm good. I got it. And I kept trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again till Humpty Dumpty was so many places broken all over the floor and Humpty Dumpty wasn't fitting no more. Like Mr. Potato Head and his nose is over here in his ear, you know what I'm saying? That's what we make of life if we don't follow him. Did you hear me? Yes or no? This is what the Bible says. Yes way, no way. So let's see what we've seen so far. Let's take a little bit of a break. Yes way accepts instruction. Let's just go with this one. I don't even want to talk about that one. Here we go. Accepts instruction. Go ahead. Receives commandments. Increases in knowledge. Receives counsel. Receives correction and trust in God's ways. Amen. Let's go ahead and praise the Lord. Just right there. We ain't done, though. Don't get too happy. Come on. Yes way. Yes way. Here we go. Build the case a little more, Rod. Here we go. What are the end results of someone following what we just put up on the screen? Okay, Clark, yes way, where will yes way, putting God first, giving him first place, giving, like mama did, her heart, her life, her all, what will happen with me if I follow him? It's not about perfection, it's about intention, it's about a deliberate action and attitude. It's not about you being perfect, you're not, but his word is, his way is, he is. Why not ride that? Why not stay there and see how far you get? Because you're going to get a long way down the road. So here we go. What do we get? The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Yes way, glory and promotion. That's not saying we're going to pray to you. I'm just saying don't be surprised if you follow God's way. If at your job, you're not the one that gets the promotion. Or in your family, if you're not the one that everybody thought, that boy will never be a good daddy. But look at that. He's the one that's the best daddy out of the whole family. Did I lose you? Yes or no? Or maybe you were a guy or a gal before you got married. But you were catting around, acting like the fool. Or maybe even while you were married. All that mess. Just a crazy person. But now you've come to Christ. And you're a new creature in Christ. And you made a decision. Yes way! And now you're that one that's faithful. Now you're that one that's being that good wife or that good husband. Nobody ever thought it could be you. Did I lose you? Yes way. Amen. People told us we're crazy. Starting a church. Building a church in Rotunda. Who would do such a stupid thing? Yes way. Look like we got a pretty good crowd this morning. In the summer, we didn't drop under 500, 550 this whole summer. Maybe one Sunday, but I can't hardly remember if we did or not. I don't think we did. We've been getting stronger. Say stronger. Yes way.
We have over 500 today in this service.
Just in this service. Not the next service. Just in this service. Praise the Lord. Come on. Yes way. Listen, why wouldn't we think we can succeed if He's with us and we're doing what He says in His Word to do? Amen. Come on. But shame, no way. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son, the heaviness of night. Yes way is going to make your parents glad. This yes way will actually make those good people in your life proud of you, happy for you. The no way, nah. Not going to do what God says, going to do it my way. You're going to make your parents sad. Your family sad, and people that get to know you sad. That's just the way it is, guys. How do you know? Because the Bible says so, and I've lived long enough to see a bunch of it. Keep looking. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for a want of wisdom. What does that mean? The yes way person will be the one that's going to end up encouraging many people with their words. Let's take another quick poll. You know you, and you're giving God all the credit. You are the kind of person that could probably never tell anybody anything good, but God has since used you. He saved you. He's put you on His path, and you even find yourself now being able to talk to other people positively and encouraging them in the Lord. Let me see some hands this morning. Can I see a few that are saying, yes, that's me? Isn't that great? Say, this is the Bible true right before your eyes today. Me, Gary Clark from 109 River Road, Rockingham. Are you kidding me? I'm preaching Fellowship Church. That's hilarious. Yes way. Amen. Say. He gets all the credit. The no way person destroy themselves and destroy others because they have no common sense. Follow me. We'll both go in the ditch together. How many ever did that? You followed somebody, led you straight into a ditch. Come on, don't lie. You did it. You did it. They went, they took me right into a ditch. I don't want to follow folk like that no more. Yes way is the right way. Here's another one. It's a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The yes way person lives sensibly. Sensibly makes good, sensible decision, and they're going to have a life that has what in it? Pleasure. The no way person, doing wrong is their what? Doing wrong. Mischief. I don't want to get into it, but this week, I had a rough week. Had a couple of people that don't agree with the way I preach. They want to live their life their way. And now I'm the enemy. Well, just spell my name right. Gary with two R's. His raised the right way. The foolish doing the wrong thing, making the wrong choices. Listen, I'm not gonna say that's right. Find somebody else that says that. I'm not going to do it. Did you hear me? We're not here to make people feel good. Everybody's right. Y'all just come. Everybody's right. You know most of us in here are wrong. Say. That's why I come to church. Why do I put the scripture? This is preaching to me today. He's the authority. Amen. We're not bailing ship on Him to please somebody else. Yes or no? It is what it is, baby. Amen. Don't know if I lost you because I can't get too involved in what I say, but just trust me on it. He that troubles his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise. What's that mean? The wise, the ones that say yes way, will be what? Leaders. That person that's no way, no way, no to the Lord, no to common sense, no to doing the right thing, no to this, no to showing up on time, no to working hard all day. No, 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 you are going to be a laborer all your life or on the government payroll getting a check every month. Excuse me. The yes way person will be our what? Our leaders. Now, don't think that there aren't leaders that hadn't connived and got their way up to the... There are. But guys, I'm talking about just a regular folks. You hear me, yes or no? Come on. He that walks with wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be what? Destroyed. The yes way person, their lifestyle blesses others. The wise bless wise. Say that with me. The wise bless wise. But the lifestyle of the no way person, no to the Lord, is destructive. And fools do what? Fools do what? Destroy what? Boy, when you got two fools hooking up. Trouble. Amen. Say. I want to be able to listen to Kim. I want to be able to listen when she says, honey, this ain't right. You hear me? I want her to be able to listen to me when I say, well, excuse me, baby, this ain't right. Amen. I want to be that kind of. I want to be able to hear what the wise say. Amen. Say. Yes way. Every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her own hands. These are scriptures. They're incredible. This is what you get following the yes way. Yes way woman, man builds up his family. No way. Not following the Lord. Do it my way. I feel this. What I want to do. Not feeling in love today. I'm going to go cat around. Is that the plan? Listen. Tears down the family. You hear me? Yes or no? Instead of fathers not provoking your children to wrath, you haul off and smack them upside the head. No way! See, that's why you are. Yes way is no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to cool down. I'm going to do this in love. And I'm going to take it. I'm going to let them know that I love them, but I don't agree with what my kids are doing. You understand or not? Yes or no? You're so angry with the boss man at the work? Okay? You're going to come in and pop him upside the head? That's because you're a no way person. Instead of dealing with whatever needs to be dealt with in the right way. Is this too hard to understand? How many are like, I knew this forever came? Well, good, I didn't know all this. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Yes way, words protect them. No way, words bite them in the butt. Yes way, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. The folly of the fool is deceit. Yes way, people have what in their life? The fool, no direction, don't know where they're going, where they're going to live, how they're going to make the pay, how they're going to do this, how they're going to do that, where they're going to get more pills. Sad, isn't it? A wise man fears and departs from evil. The fool rages and is confident. Yes way, he's cautious and avoids what? Danger. The foolish person is reckless and over what? Confident. How many crazy people are in our world that they go and do something and you go, I can't believe they did that. Are you seeing that God is a good God today on this screen, yes or no? The crown of the wise is their riches, but foolishness is of the foolishness of fools is folly. Yes way, your efforts following the Lord, making good decisions, living right, working hard is going to lead to prosperity. I'm not saying you're going to be filthy rich by any means. No, that's TV preacher. I'll let him do that. But I'm saying work hard pays off. Doing the right thing pays off. Saving pays off. Turning off the lights in the room when you leave it pays off. Did you hear me? Yes or no? We got LED bulbs and I still do it. They last 40,000 hours, 50 years. Yeah, well, maybe they'll last when I'm dead and gone. I'm cutting it off. Amen. Come on. Leads to prosperity. No way, person, fool, effort leads to poverty. Keep going. I'm wore out. Wisdom rests in the heart of him that has understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. What's that mean? The yes way person is going to have peace. The no way person is not going to have any peace. Always struggling. Always struggling. You might say, Clark, I've been on that no way side on this whole screen. Does that mean I'm a no way person? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. But I hope you're seeing and learning today that, wait a minute, maybe there are some things that I am seeing over here, and there's some things over here on this side that I could be doing. It all comes by following the Lord and His Word. I set before you life and death. Follow life. Choose that way. Stop whining about it. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of the fool pours out foolishness. Yesway person gives words of instruction. Their words are appealing. You can tell a Yesway person when you meet them. The no way person, our words of instruction are disgusting. Things they want to do, things they tell you to do. You're like, what? Hey, that guy's an idiot. Met a few? I have. Keep looking. The lips of the wise is first knowledge. The heart of the fool doeth not so. Keep plugging. Gives out knowledge, yes way. Has no knowledge to even give. Wow, this is crazy. I got to quit. It's a big Bible, isn't it? Wisdom's before him that has understanding. The eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. Yes way person eyes are focused on what decisions? That's right. The eyes can't focus on right. Let's roll the dice. Bingo. Whatever. The fool covets greedily after all the day long, but the righteous gives and spares not. Look, isn't that funny? The yes way saves and becomes secure financially that they can give to other people. The no way person overspends, has no financial security. Wow, I thought this Christianity, this stuff's crazy. It sounds pretty. Amen. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in until later. Yes way people can control their tongue and their temper. No way person, no way, can't control their tongue or temper when they're angry. They are out of control. How many ever had one of them jump on you? Let me see some hand. One of them jump on you. How many surprised when it jumped on you? You're like, what did it jump on me? Here we go, yes way. You're going to get a promotion, glad parents, encouraging words, sensible pleasures. You're going to be a leader, blessed lifestyle. Your lifestyle is a blessing to others, builds up your family. Their words protect themselves, help your family, has life direction, avoids dangers, prosperous effort, and has peace in their life. Instructions appealing, they give out knowledge, your eyes are focused, they save up, they control their tongue and their temper. That's a lot. Are we done, Raj? Come on. We got to quit, buddy. I quit right here, buddy. I'm done. Time's up. The yes way is his way. Did y'all get that today? I want to close with a scripture. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Yeah, but... if you have picked any other way than Jesus, you're a no way person. There is no way that you're going to heaven. No way. If you've chosen Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, I believe He died on that cross for me. I believe He rose from the dead for me, and I meant it, and I believe it in my heart. You're a yes way person. Yes, you're going to go to heaven when you die. Now, there's a lot of life after we make our decision in Christ, but let's don't worry about all that. We've been talking about that this morning. Let's worry about this one right now. I am the way, the truth, the life. Well, what does that mean about Mohammed and Buddha and all that? It means all of those are no way, no way. Good works, no way. Going to church, no way. Giving money, no way. There's one yes way. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So which is it? It's on you today. Yes way! Mama did. She was a drunk. She came to Christ. He changed her life because she gave Him her heart. How about you? Have you done that? Let's stand together, just quietly. No music this morning. We're late. You can't say we don't try around here. Always making you late. Hang on with me now. Don't be all moving. Here we go. Let's hang in here. Come on. Lord, help us now as we close. In Jesus' name. With heads bowed just a moment. You've heard me. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I'm flat out ready to tell Jesus Christ I believe in Him. I'm not going to come down there on you. You grown, you old enough to know this, to make your decision today. If you're ready down deep in your gut, to say, Jesus, I believe in you. Let me lead you in that prayer today. Me praying, it ain't going to get it done. You praying, it will. You're going to stand before the Lord yourself one day, just like I'm going to do. Are you going to look at him and say, yes, way? Or is he going to say, depart from me, I never knew you? And you're going to go, no way, no way. Let's pray together if you're ready. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't do good enough to get myself to heaven. Lord, I believe you're the only way to God the Father. Jesus, I believe in you. You died on the cross for me. You rose from the dead for me. And I believe you love me. You know I don't understand it all, Lord. But this much I do understand. That today is the day that I say yes to you, Jesus. Save me today, Lord, I pray. I put my faith in you, not in myself, not in some church, and not in some false religion. I put my faith in Jesus, the Son of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen. With heads bowed, how many would raise a hand and say, Pastor Gary, I said that prayer with you. And my hand going up is saying, I said yes way today to Jesus. Can I see your hand? I said that today. Yes way. Yes way. Yes way. Yes way. Yes way. Lord, help us now as we go and the other folks getting in. Bless us, Lord, we pray. We give you the credit for all the good. Help us to go out of here yes way in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, guys. Have an awesome, 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 awesome day. Amen. You can have it if you want it. Go ahead and have a good day. Amen. I love you. You matter to me. Pray for me this week. Would you pray for me? Would you pray for me?